You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebo Gilemabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
10 minutes to 2 o'clock and let us get into the festive season and talk about the history of Christmas decorations. We're joined on the line by Danielle, and I think it's pronounced Joff. Is it Joff? Hi, Danielle.
Fock. Hi. Hi, Lego. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you?
Very well, thank you.
I have to be honest, Danielle. So I have two very strong feelings about Christmas decorations. I love them when they're there closer to Christmas. I get anxiety when they're there way before Christmas, and I don't know where that comes from. I can't explain. But one of the things that we used to do with my aunt when we were younger is that we drive through Bedford View. There's a street, I don't know if you've ever seen it, where these houses basically compete to have the most epic of decorations outside of their homes and lights. And it is quite an exciting thing, not just as a child, but also as an adult. And it's so great that you, for many years, have been a part of decorating some of the major places in Joburg.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I do my street, which is Moray Drive in Bryanston. I'm originally from Cape Town, and that's actually how my love for Christmas, you know, we have obviously the New Year's Day Cape Carnival and the lights in Adelaide. And then when I moved to Johannesburg, it was, you know, the lights in Joburg Park and the lights in Rissik Street. And then when I got married, I moved to suburbia, and I was like, no, but there's nothing happening in here, you know. First of December, everybody goes to the coast, and it's just too quiet. And I'm like, no, this is not for me. Let me bring my own lights to my own home and do my own decorations. And that's been 17 years in the making, and it's getting bigger and better. And every year, I literally eat sleep during Christmas. I mean, you know, it's like now I'm already planning for next year, you know, shopping for next year.
Yes.
So it's like this huge discipline. You know, I've got like 5 black bags already with decorations. Do I go put it out now already?
Yes.
Or do I actually, you know, leave it for next year and wow them even bigger next year, you know? So, yeah, I love Christmas.
So if you can share with me, because, you know, you'll always have the individuals who'll be like, guys, but this decoration thing, we see a Santa on a sleigh and we don't even have snow. What was it that got you hooked onto the decor? Why was it so special?
You know, it's just the whole thing about Christmas, everything about Christmas. I mean, it's the caring, it's the community, it's the compassion, it's the carols. We have carols by candlelight in our street, and just having everybody together, you know, and it's that spirit. It's just amazing, and that's why I do it, you know, and putting smiles on people's faces, you know. I mean, that's incredible. We have people literally change their route just to come down Moray Drive in Bryanston. And it's my Christmas decorations are very special because it's not just lights at night, it's the day version, and there is so much to see during the day. And with my children, I experienced that, you know, when they were young and we'd go and, you know, we're all excited, they're in the car and we're going to go and take them to see the lights. By 8 o'clock, they're fast asleep.
Yes.
So they miss out on everything, you know. So that is why I have a whole Christmas Wonderland theme during the day, and it's epic.
So maybe help us just from your, you know, as a Christmas decoration enthusiast, where does this thing actually come from? I'm assuming that in the States at the time, the pine trees were just abundant and it was easy for one to just get chopped down and be brought into the house.
I think so, yes. You know, it's probably, you know, London and America, and, you know, I think if you actually Google Christmas tree, I think it's Germany, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. But, and obviously we've taken all of that on, yeah, you know, and brought it into South Africa, you know. So, I mean, you know, Christmas is obviously so for everyone, you know. For me, it's not just about Christmas. It's just bringing everybody together, you know.
Yes.
It's the lights, the decorations, everything, you know.
So what advice would you give to individuals who are like, you know what, I don't usually do this Christmas tree or Christmas decorating thing. And obviously now I would say they're more accessible. You can go to your crazy store, your Westpac, where you can get, you know, cute little packages. And even if you have the tiniest of apartments, you can buy these very minimalist trees and decorations. What advice would you give for listeners if they want to jump on the Christmas decor bandwagon?
Well, you know, this is how I do it, because I find that obviously, you know, it's getting more expensive as the years go by, you know. So I mean, when everybody's, you know, Christmas is over, I do my decorate, my shopping in January and February, you know.
When they're on sale.
Exactly, and they're like less 75%, and the bargains are amazing. And then I put it away in a black bag, and I store it, and, you know, when it's time to decorate, I have all these toys that I'm like a little child picking out everything, you know. So obviously, if you're going to buy now, you're going to pay a lot of money for it. But with Black Friday, I found that there was a lot of shops that actually had less 50% on the Christmas decorations. So that is, you know, that's how you shop. If you want to do it in big, or even if you want to just do a little bit in your own space, you know.
I'm even thinking about the fact that you really can turn it into such a fun activity with your kids. Not just the decorating part, but the making them yourself.
Oh, that is the best part, is actually, because I have a lot of groups that I belong to, Facebook groups, and we share tips and ideas. And there's a lot of things that you can find on Pinterest, how to make your own wreaths. And there's so much fun to it, you know? And you can bring the whole family and buy tinsel and baubles and just create your own decorations instead of having to buy it.
Is there anything that's a definite no-no for you when it comes to Christmas decorations? Because we obviously have seen everything from maybe parents taking their child's Legos and turning them into Christmas decorations that get hung on the tree. What for you is an absolute no-no?
You know what? Actually, nothing, you know, because it's creativity, you know, whatever you're doing, you know, because, I mean, there's some people who are now personalizing baubles, you know, to put on the Christmas tree or to give as gifts. So it's anything goes, because that's what Christmas is all about, you know.
And I am so about that spirit, and I absolutely love your excitement. And I think you may have convinced me to start being that person and to start creating little memories for the little ones and our family, and just as a family tradition. Thank you so much, Danielle Joff, for that. And we'll definitely look out for some of your fantastic work. I know what we'll do closer to Christmas is share with you all of the places that you can go and enjoy epic Christmas decorations.